and Rita, showing Thursday, September 15th at 6:30 p.m. Melao de Cuba, a Latin salsa band, will play, and the film will start at 7:15. Chico and Rita is a 2010 adult animated music and romantic film set in the late 1940s and early 1950s. Chico is a young piano player with big dreams. Rita is a beautiful singer with an extraordinary voice. Music and romantic desire unite them, but their journey and the tradition of the Latin ballet, the boleto, brings heartache and torment. Again, that's Chico and Rita, showing Thursday, September 15th at 6:30 p.m. at the Clinton Street Theater, 2522 Southeast Clinton Street in Portland. More information can be found at kbu.fm on the right side of the homepage under Community Events.
KBOO Community Radio is a proud co-sponsor of Portland Underground Graduate School. Classes that begin in September include The Problem with Privilege, Direct Action Organizing, and Decoding Plants, Seeing Urban Flora with New Eyes. Portland Underground Graduate School is also known as PUGS. Classes take place all over the Portland metro area. Information about registering, future classes, and more can be found at kbu.fm on the right side of the homepage under Community Events.
Good morning, Cascadia. Today is Tuesday, September 5th, 2016, and you're listening to KBOO Portland, your community radio at 90.7 FM, kboo.fm on the web. Today's guest, we've got a couple of guests today. Steve Hart, as always, with an really explosive story that I haven't seen anywhere else. I'm beginning to think that Steve Horn's reports on his blog, I don't go and look around to see where else it's reported, because it's going to be only there right now. And then later, over the course of the week, we'll hear a little bit more from other media sources. But the blog is usually the first out with it. We also going to get an update from the Sacred Stone Camp, from the Standing Rock Sioux Nation, from the action taking place in the Dakotas, which has, as the police have, as always, dependably escalated the action by using extremely violent measures against those who are standing to protect their water sources and their way of life. Our guest today is Crystal Tuple. She'll be joining us from the Red Warrior Camp. They're in partnership with the Camp of the Sacred Stones. And right now we are in the first stages of the call to action for all allies to stand in solidarity with those who are really putting everything on the line in the name of their traditions and their land. So you can find that there's a hashtag no and then capital DAPL. It's a Global Weeks of Solidarity Action. You know, in Europe, across Asia, all over the world, there are people who are standing in solidarity with the Lakota Sioux people and all the other nations, all the tribes who've congregated and continue to come to that site to voice their concerns, voice their outrage at the way that Indigenous First Nations people have been treated, their treaties torn to shreds. and Cast of the Four Winds. That said, we have right now Crystal Tubbles is on the line. Good morning, Crystal, and I want to thank you so much at the very last minute for joining us this morning with a report from what's happening there. I'm going to just hand this over to you and let you tell our listeners what's happening.
Okay, thank you. Good morning. Thanks for having me. Super last minute, so give me a second to kind of wrap my brain around what's going on. But
let me tell you, same for me, actually.
Yeah. So basically, kind of giving some context for the last few months, what's been going on and what's built up to this moment is basically a group of young people and a woman named LaDonna Allard had discovered that this pipeline was going to be going right through, right next to their homes. And no one had notified them. No one had contacted them. There was nothing in the media. The tribe didn't know. And so basically they launched this campaign, and the young people of Standing Rock and some various other communities decided to have a prayer camp in the same likeness as the prayer camp that was held in the route of the Keystone Pipeline down on the Rosebud Reservation. And so they did the same thing, but this one was to be held up here on Standing Rock Reservation. And so they launched that. And then that was back in April. And so young people and other people that came to support on and off have been camped since April until this point, trying to bring this issue to light, trying to get it in the media, trying to get attention around it. And then all of a sudden construction started happening close by. And so then they put out this call for warriors to come and stop this pipeline. And so, I mean, there was this mass exodus of people into the camp. And I think at that time it was probably around 1,500 people had come into these camps. And so they had to have an overflow camp, which is now in existence, in addition to the original Sacred Stone Camp. There's the overflow camp called the Ocheti Shakoi Camp, and then there's also Red Warrior Camp, which is the direct action camp. And so those three camps exist there now. I believe the last number I heard was around 4,000 people during this last weekend, which we're kind of getting this cycle of on the weekends it amps up because people are able to come and support, and then during the weekdays they leave for work and whatnot, and then there's a small core group of people that stay consistently throughout the weeks, and we're committed to being there until this pipeline goes away. And so that's kind of what brought these large masses of people in. And then construction was continuing, and then we started planning actions and trying to halt construction as much as possible. And so that's kind of what is bringing us up to the current situation with the attack on Saturday. But basically the media, this company, this corporation, they know what they're doing. They launched a full-on media campaign to label us as aggressors, to label us as violent, to villainize us for simply trying to protect the water for all people. Not just indigenous folks, not just native folks, but all people that get their water from the Missouri River or any of the tributaries. And so they launched this media campaign and villainized us and tried to label us as aggressors. And then that was in an attempt to justify the force, the amount of force that they were going to come at us with, which is what they did on Saturday. And so we're just trying to stay true to our nonviolent direct action stance. We're staying in prayer. We're staying nonviolent. We're remaining unarmed, but we are continuing to shut down and stop construction. And so we're pretty actively doing that right now. If you go to Red Warrior Camp on Facebook, we have some live updates that are going on right now. At the moment, we have two people. One man, one woman that are locked down to equipment right now to stop construction. So you can get updates there. That's probably where you're going to get a lot of really up-to-date updates on actions.
We're totally out of time for this, Crystal. Thank you so much. We're going to post the links always that listeners can follow along. Finally, the mainstream media is taking note of this, but of course in their own way and riddled with inconsistencies and untruths. Thank you so much. My guest has been Crystal Tubbs at the Red Warrior Direct Action Camp, and you can find out more about them and what they're doing and support their efforts and stand in solidarity with them. Steve Horn, also, we have a little time, but we really want to get this in before we leave. Steve, good morning. Thank you so much. This is incredible. The underreported Obama administration's they've come out with this announcement to normalize online auctions for oil and gas. Can you talk a little bit about this, yet another bow to the fossil fuel industry on the part of this administration?
Absolutely. Thanks for having me on, Chris. The long story short on online leasing is that it's been a long-haul push by the oil and gas industry. Have documented that they've been lobbying on it for about a decade, long before the Keep in the Ground movement existed, long before Tim DeChristopher did his civil disobedience action, in which he showed up at a lease in Utah and got arrested for posing as someone in the industry when he was an activist and went to jail for doing so. The industry cites these two movements, DeChristopher and the Keep in the Ground movement, as reasons for the need for online auctions to, quote-unquote, end the circus of protests outside of these leases. But it's been a push for a long time. The deeper story is that one particular company named EnergyNet, whose lobbyist is named Tim Stewart. He is the brother of United States Senator Chris Stewart in Utah. He is the brother of a U.S. judge, a federal judge named Ted Stewart, and his nephew is a high-ranking energy aide for Utah's Governor Gary Herbert, so very connected in Utah. The long story short is that he is a lobbyist for one of the industry-funded groups that's pushing this, Western Energy Alliance. He's also a lobbyist for EnergyNet, and he's been lobbying on this issue for about a decade. And so we are now seeing that realized because of this Obama administration announcement. And a lot of that has to do with backlash against the Keep It on the Ground movement that's pushing to end leases of especially very cheap leases of public land parcels for oil and gas drilling. And so that's sort of the long story short of it. I think right now it's not over yet, though. We're also seeing the very same identical pushes. That was for onshore leasing. Offshore, we're seeing the same push. There's a bill moving through Congress that we'll see action this week, House Resolution 5577, which does the same thing for offshore drilling. Also has support of the Obama administration. And so this will be a key part of President Obama's legacy. If we have these leases that were once open to the public being moved completely to online, it'll be, first, an erosion of democracy, but second, it's just, he enriched, it privatized the whole process and enriching one particular company that is actually, very connected with elite Republican Party circles in the state of Utah.
So this is yet another effort to privatize, in the name of privatization, everything that Obama will leave in his, more like his wake and then his legacy. So if people can no longer protest in person as they...